Hey, Matt Rothschild with you for this last segment of the Maggie Dawn Show this afternoon on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you want to get some last-second thoughts out there on the air, give us a holler at 855-752-4842. I'm joined by Angela Lang, who's been kind enough to co-host with me today, and I always enjoy it when she does. Angela Lang is the executive director of BLOC, Black Leaders Organizing for Communities. Wow, what a show, Angela.
Yeah. I just want to say, as always, I'm always grateful anytime you ask me to co-host with you, but especially today, I didn't know how it would go, but I knew it was one of those things that personally, just sharing space and being able to be real and talk about our feelings and reflect as full people, I think is important. So thanks for that. And like I said, and I will always keep saying, as long as my schedule allows, when you send that email, I'm there. I really enjoyed these conversations with you, Matt.
Yeah, you're quite welcome, and it's so comforting to have you here and your presence. You know, every time I co-host with you, my friends and family members say, that Angela Lang, she's terrific. So that's reassuring. Yeah, I'm not sure what the best way to kind of come to a close today, other than just to try to tell people again, just to be easy on yourselves, those of us who've thrown ourselves into this effort, and the listeners here at Civic Media. My hat's off to Civic Media too. Yeah. I do think Civic Media is playing a crucial role in trying to respond with civil dialogue, even with people who disagree with us all across the state. Also to counter the barrage of right-wing propaganda that people have been getting on the radio airwaves here in this state for years and years, right-wing radio that brought us Scott Walker and helped bring us Donald Trump, frankly. Yeah. I mean, that right-wing media infrastructure was no accident. This was the brainchild of the billionaire right-wing Koch brothers and others like them and right-wing foundations like the Bradley Foundation. They set up the institutions. They got the guests on the airwaves. They bought the airwaves. And it's just been, you know, look at Rupert Murdoch and Fox. I mean, these folks knew what they were doing. And it wasn't something that happened this election cycle. It wasn't something that happened this year, last year. It's been a 5 or 6 decade clever plan by the far right on how to gain power.
Yep.
And you know, they're popping the champagne bottles today because their plan worked. And for too long, folks with means on the left, including folks in Hollywood and folks in industry, or folks who made it the old-fashioned way by inheriting it, you know, they did not invest in a progressive media structure. And we're paying the price for it right now. We're paying the price for it. And Civic Media, God bless Civic Media, they're trying to counter it. And they're trying to counter it in an organic way here locally, unlike what happened with Air America. You know, Air America tried a national thing and just have national folks and not be connected to community. We're connected to community here. We're trying to connect to community here on Civic Media with stations all across the state and with local hosts for much of the day. And I just think it's gratifying. I know whenever I'm in my car, I'm listening to Civic Media. And it's so refreshing because you could drive around Wisconsin, as I did when I was executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and just, you know, I'm trying to stay awake because I'm driving home and it's late, and I'm just scanning, you know, I'm just scanning as a way to stay awake, and it's just right-wing radio, right-wing religious radio, sports talk, or top 40, or oldies. That's all there was. And there was no way to find intelligent political conversation on your dial. I mean, there is NPR in Wisconsin Public Radio. Sometimes it's valuable. Sometimes I find it less than valuable. But there was no place for this local political dialogue to go on. And one thing we've learned, you know, we've learned it from Kathy Kramer about the, you know, the politics of resentment. People want to talk. People want to be listened to. People want to be respected. People want to be heard. And they don't want to be dismissed as trash, as Joe Biden called them so foolishly at the end. And Kamala Harris must have just gasped when she heard that, because it was so counter to the messaging that she was trying to bring forward. But we do need to engage with our fellow citizens who aren't dangerous right-wingers, but voted for Trump because they think the economy may be better under Trump. I mean, I think we've got to reconcile ourselves to that at some point.
I think we have one. Do we still have one more call that we can take?
Sure.
There was one.
We did have a caller. The caller hung up. Let me see.
Got it. Okay.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah, I just want to thank the callers who have called. I want to thank Angela Lang, of course. I want to thank
Brett. We have one on the line right now. Yeah, 30 seconds.
Sam Liebert, let's take this call.
Yeah, hi, Matt and company. This is Angela. Great show. I did want to counter, and I'll just throw this out. I disagree that there weren't remarks made that pertain to people in lower income and middle class. For working families, when the proposal was to have a $6,000 tax credit for birth of a child, $25,000 tax credit to help you buy a house, $50,000 to help you start a new business. I've never heard of that before. And, you know, I come from low income and now middle income. I would have loved to have had something like that. And I feel that when Representative Hong said that there wasn't, the Dems didn't do a lot on the subject of mental health, Tammy has led the way on mental health, particularly with suicide lines and with help for farmers who are having problems with mental health, depression, et cetera. I just think that my personal opinion is that part of the reason, the biggest reason why Kamala Harris had problems was because this is still an incredibly sexist country. And I don't know, I think I'm going to have to be 120 before we're going to see a woman president. That's my two thoughts.
Oh, I hear you, Joe. It was a big part, remains a big part. And that glass ceiling seems reinforced by steel bars right now, unfortunately. Thanks for listening to Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Matt Rothschild saying goodbye, thanking Cardi in the booth. And stay tuned for the Dom Salvia Show. And have a nice weekend. Take care of yourselves.